Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ramon Ray is here, too, because Ramon is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the editor of SmallBusinessTechnology.com, which is an outstanding website I encourage you to check out. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses Just Like Yours and Mine, and he's always been one of my favorites when it comes to technology, especially with regard to small business. But he is the world is recognizing him more and more as the lead guy in that area, and he's our good friend Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Very kind of you, Jim, to hear that from you. I think I'm going to record that again and display it to my mother and my other friends. So thank you very much.
Well, yeah, and your children. You know, you never get any respect from your kids either, right? So,
exactly.
But you know, Ramon, I'm one of the things I'm proud of is you were already established a little pretty good when I first met you, but I'm glad to know that I was one of the first people to tell the world about you and about your work, and I'm glad to see how you've continued to grow it. And in fact, you've got something going on across the country, and I want you to take a minute and tell the audience a little bit about your tour that you've been going on, and because I think maybe they can attend some of these, can't they?
Yes, in some of the cities. So thank you, Jim. And every year we produce an annual summit in New York City, and we were thinking, you know what, it's time to grow and time to expand beyond just the New York City area. So this fall, I got together with my small team and talked to some other people who can support it and make it happen. And lo and behold, we've taken our technology tour, which is an all-day event talking about mobility, local search, online marketing,
yep,
going back to websites and blogs away from social media. We've brought that to Mountain View, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, Boston, Massachusetts. This coming Friday, we're going to Washington, D.C., and then
next
Tuesday after that, we're going to Atlanta. So far, it's been very well.
So they can find it. Can they find the dates on your website?
Yes, smallbiztechtour.com. And your audience is invited to come.
SmallBizTechTour, TechTour.com.
That's right.
So check it out, folks. It's good stuff. And what's the cost to get in?
It's $49 for a regular ticket.
What a deal.
For Jim Sam's putting in Blasting Game, we'll give you a ticket for $10.
Wow. So, folks, go to the site. If you can go, put in my name, type in my name, and just, you don't even have to spell it right. Just give it your best shot. And they get the ticket for $10.
Correct.
Wow, that's a $40 discount. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Folks,
thank
I work
you.
Hard for these discounts, so take advantage of them. Well, thank you for that, and thank you for keeping up the good work out there across the country and taking your message across the country. Because now, one thing you said, Ramon, that was interesting to me, you said away from social media.
Yes.
Now, why did you say that?
Well, I say that, Jim, because I think that so much we are consumed with this Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
It's all well and good. But I wanted to have a presentation by one of my colleagues. Actually, the technology therapist, her title is, to sell us that websites and regular email marketing is still good. There's no shame.
Yeah.
If you're still doing it.
It's all part of the same thing.
Right.
Folks, social media is not the tool. It is one of the tools.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, my audience knows, Ramon, that I call myself the social media heretic. Because I'm a true believer, but I don't like the status quo.
Right.
I mean, I believe social media is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. It's going to stay.
Right.
But we have to. I'm looking forward to when businesses no longer feel that they've got to be visiting with people like you visit with Aunt Polly in order to be successful with social media. I'm looking forward to when social media becomes the kind of settles into becoming a tool for small businesses,
right,
not the craze it's become. What do you think?
No, I think you're entirely sure, and I think it's good that if Ashton Kutcher, if he has 100,000 people on Twitter, that's great for him. But I think many of these smaller businesses, I'd rather them have 10,000 or 20,000 people,
right,
on an email marketing newsletter. That's good.
But see, here's how you use that. If you want to build a community online in your social media platforms, but then migrate them over to your email letter, your email,
absolutely,
You know, it's see, here's the thing, and this is something somebody taught me this 10 years ago with regard to new technologies. And maybe, you know, maybe this will help folks to think about this. It's not either or, it's both and. It's not either email or social media, right. It's both and.
Right. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is also your customers, which many people forget about.
That's
Don't just
right.
jump on new technology for the sake of it, but focus on who am I trying to reach. If you're trying to reach 16 to 17-year-olds, you may want to start a texting or SMS campaign on cell phones. But if you're reaching maybe busy lawyers, maybe they only have time to read an email newsletter once a week. It
right.
depends on who you're trying to reach.
You have hit it on the head, Ramon. Thank you for saying that. Because, folks, see, one of the things I wanted you to help us with, Ramon, was how do we know when to focus on new technology and when to stick with what we have? And I think what you just said is the key, and I've been saying this for a long time. Folks, if you want to know how to be successful in the future, ask your customers where they are and where they're going.
Right. And you have to know what they're doing as well. Sometimes maybe they can't tell you, but put your mind into who your customer is. And I think that's the only way you're going to grow, because technologists, as they should be, the vendors and all those, they'll push every new technology every week. The iPad today, the BlackBerry
right.
tomorrow,
right.
this, that, and the other. But stay true. And don't just, you know, move here and there. Stay focused on what the end result is, which is profitability, which is sales.
There is one yeah. thing, though, that I've been telling anybody who will listen that what they should do, small business owners, mm-hmm. when I speak to them in person or on the radio or wherever they hear me, I've been telling them to buy a smartphone, get mm-hmm. a smartphone, even if you don't think you need it, even if you think they're too expensive. I don't care whether you like the idea or not. Your customers are using smartphones. They're using apps. Ramon, and if you're not experiencing that yourself right now, you're behind the curve. What do you think?
No, I think it's 100%. I wrote an article a few weeks ago. I spent 4 hours in a car without my computer, and I survived. Of course, tongue
yes.
in cheek. What it means is that I had to do some business things, as we do, you know, documents and contracts and
right.
writing. But I was able to use my smartphone in more ways than I thought I could. And my lesson learned is to your audience. Buy the smartphone, and after you do it, don't just talk on it and send texting back
yeah.
and forth.
Yeah.
Try out the apps. See, can you do documents online? Maybe you can't do it all day, but in a pinch, it may save you a $500 or $5,000 contract or relationship.
Apps are – I'm going to make a prophecy here, Ramon.
Okay.
In 5 years, maybe – probably 1 year or so either side of 5 years,
mm-hmm.
apps will virtually replace the desktop.
I think so.
20 after. Right back with Ramon Ray. Ramon, give us your website quickly one more time.
Smallbiztechnology.com. Thanks.
All right. Put a tour in front of the .com. You can find out where you can go to see his technology tour that's across the country and get that big discount with my name. 20 after, right back with Ramon Ray. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.